la 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 la. All the Bible says for certain that you are in fact a man, and I'd say you've got great taste for a guy. You've made mountains and rivers and the luscious scent of roses, and I just love what you've done with the sky. However it appears you've too much time on your hand, for you're creating many things that we don't need, like pestilence and warfare and a lot of bad diseases and a whole bunch of people we can't feed. I've been trying to call you almost daily. Do not make me come to your home. I am serious, believe me. If you want to relieve me, then put Mrs. God on the phone. Put Mrs. God on the phone. We all know men in our lives without the benefit of wives who've done some crazy shit completely on their own. But a fellow of your stature could never be a bachelor, so come on, put Mrs. God on the phone. I've examined all the scriptures with their tenets and their strictures, and I wonder who died and made you boss. For with your twisted sense of management, it's hard to contain the damage when you nail your best employees to a cross. She must be right up to her eyeballs, trying to maintain some order at home. And there are no friends with which to hobnob when you're married to a whack job. So come on, put Mrs. God on the phone. I'm tired of all this sacrifice. These bloody battles just aren't nice. A woman would create a friendlier tone. And with your tired little point of view of who begat and who slew, who just put Mrs. God on the phone? Who knows? She might have some really good ideas. Aren't you tired of hoisting the universe alone? I'm washed up as a believer, so just pass the receiver and put Mrs. God on the phone. Put Mrs. God on the phone.